Here's a thought I'll title, Buying the Signature. Maybe you saw the news a couple weeks ago about the big auction of Ansel Adams' original prints from the David Arrington collection. There were some prices set, record prices for Ansel Adams' images and etc. It was a big, big deal, a very extensive collection, millions of dollars involved. It was interesting, however, though, because there was a link on the news article I saw where you could go to the auction house and download essentially the entire thing and see all of the images, thumbnails of them anyway, all of the images and what they sold for. And yeah, there were some luminaries that sold for just shy of $1 million and a number of them that were sold for $500,000, etc. The amazing thing, however, was all the number of, I mean, a huge number of pretty mundane photographs. Sorry, Mr. Adams. Pretty mundane photographs that sold for $10,000 or $15,000. Lots and lots of them. Now, clearly, if they're an unknown Ansel Adams image and it's not a very good photograph, but someone's paying $10,000 or $15,000 for it, why? Well, there's only one answer that I can think of anyway, and that's the signature. Somehow, the fact that it is an Ansel Adams original with his signature makes it collectible. I guess a worthwhile investment. So, why is the photograph being purchased again? Is it because it's great artwork? Evidently not. It doesn't have a lot of demand. There's not a marketplace for it, or else it would fall into the supply and demand rules, and the price would go up. So somebody's paying for it just because of the signature. Famous for being famous. I've always found this to be one of the more troublesome aspects of the art world, not just photography, but the art world in general, that once you are a famous artist, it seems as though people are willing to pay for your artwork, even though it may not be very good. Meritocracy goes out the window, and fame for fame's sake replaces it. Well, probably doesn't do me any good to make a comment about it or observe it or certainly to get upset about it because it's never going to change. It is what it is. But it's kind of too bad because I can't help but think of all of the wonderful photographs from deserving contemporary photographers who would be more than happy to sell their spectacular artwork for, well, $10,000, $15,000, or probably a whole lot less. Maybe 10 photographs for $10,000. But there's no market for those because those photographers aren't famous. It is what it is, but it's too bad.